We are learning Masechtas Ksuvos, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. Misha Yinasa Dalet Noshim. In the first Mishnah that we learned on Tzadik Gimel, in yesterday's Blat, Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, we're talking about they all got married at the exact same time. But here we have four Noshim, and he married them at four different times. So the halacha is, the four Ksuvos are one after another. Umeis, and he dies. So Harishayna, the first wife, Kedem is Shnir, before the second wife. Vishniya, the second wife of Shlishis. You know, they're coming to collect the properties, the assets. So first goes the first wife. And then goes the second wife. He's before the Shlishis. Shniya the Shlishis. Shlishis the Shlishis. It's an order. So what happens here? Now, all the other three wives, and the first one's collecting, they're worried. Maybe you got your ksuba ready. So they can make her make a shvua. V'rishayna nishpa'as l'shniya. The Rishayna swears to the second one. Vishniya and the second one, when she's collecting, she swears to the third one, Lashlishis. Vishlishis to Revius, and the third one swears to Revius. And we'll see in the Gemara, the first one only has to swear to the Shniya. Don't we swear to all of them? Only to Shniya, because Shvua la Echad, Shvua la Meya. That's the Gemara says. One Shvua is a Shvua. You don't have to Shvua to each one. But Revius, after the first three wives collect everything, the Revius is not fresh. Don't have a Shvua. She doesn't have to take a Shvua with anyone. No one's fighting her. Maybe the Yisayim are fighting her. We'll talk about it in a second. But the other three wives got that thing, so they can't make her swear. I, the Yisayim, make her swear. Zok Rashi, we're going according to the Mandiyama holds that only Yisayim and Ketanim can make her swear. But here we're talking about Yisayim and Gedolim, and there, they don't have to swear. Why she doesn't have to swear. Swearing? What?
Why are they swearing?
Because when number one collects, there might not be a little enough left for two, three, and four. So number two says, you swear they didn't get Yisuv yet.
We
don't know. A lot of times, something called Tzrari Atvus. A lot of times, a husband will give his wife something to put aside for Yisuv, even without ripping up the Yisuv. He says, he'll give her here's four bars of gold, put it away. I don't want to lose it. I want you to have money. I want you to be confident that you have your money. That's the called Tzrari Atvus. We're always worried that since a husband and wife are close to each other, it's very possible he gave her something towards the Yisuv. So, but the fourth one doesn't have to make a ksuba. Like we said, because we're going right now, according to Randy Omar, says that you don't have to swear, make a shvua to the Gedolim. Ben Nana Soimer, because she's the last one, she gains. Why does she make a shvua? I feel like she a shvua. She also has to make a shvua. We'll see tomorrow what's pshat. Why does she have to make a shvua? What's the machlekes? But she does have to make a shvua.
One question. What if there's enough? All the ksubas. Then they
start swearing. Because maybe something will be taken away by Al-Khayyib, and then there won't be nothing left. You have to swear before you take your thing, because who knows what's going to be left. If it's a good child, you're asking, if there's enough nechasim for everyone, do you have to make a shvua? But there could be, in the Gemara's voice, it could be a shvara, they have to make a shvua, because a lot of times, there's maybe Bachayev will take something away, and therefore you want to make sure that she's collecting what really belongs to her. But let's say they're all a shtar, that all have one day written on it, the same day. So then, even though they're all same day, but if it says the hour on it, then whoever got married the first hour, whether they got the suba written the first hour, goes for the other hour. But kachay kais mishlaim shayis, mishlaim is right taka hours in the star. If they're all the 1 hour, if there's only one mana, you split it evenly, which we really saw in the last Mishnah. That if they're all even, then the lacha is chalkas b'shava. Now, so what's the ikker point of our Mishnah really? We have here machlekes tanoim, the Tanakam ben Anas, if the fourth one has to make a shvua. Freg Taisvis, you could say the case was two ladies. The two ladies collecting, so the first one has to make a shvua to the next one, but the last one doesn't have to make a shvua. And you have a machlekes. Why do they give a case of four different ladies? Why do they give a case of four different ladies? So Taisvis says, three is definitely a chiddush. You know why? Because you want to say the chiddush of shvua le'echad, shvua le'mei. You want to say the chiddush is that the first one only has shvua to the second one, not the third one. But he asks, why do you need four, the case of four? So I in Taisvis, what he tries to answer in a case of the four, I in Taisvis is what he talks about. But that's Taisvis Nidin, why you need here four noshim. So I tomorrow, my commitment, what's the biyar machlekes, Tanakama and bananas? Omer Shmuel, Kegoin, Shinim Sas, Achas Mehem, Soda Shein Shaloi. The case over here is, we'll say Rashi first, then we'll speak out Taisvis. The case here is that number one and number two and number three all collected, and then number two chapped that her field really doesn't belong to her husband, it belongs to someone else, and she didn't have to give it up. And Tanakama sova mashagova loy gova. But now it's not gova, which means like this. Here, if the fourth one collects it, and then it turns out that the second field was taken away from number two, so then could she go say to number four, that's really mine, I'm first. Or once the number four grabbed it already, mashagova gova. Someone was bachoy ma'ucho that collected already. So Tanakama holds loy gova. So therefore, big deal. Even if she collected it, I'll go first. I don't care anything about it. But Benanis holds that if you collected it. Therefore, you want to make her make a shvua that she's collecting correctly. So I can make her make a shvua because you might be taking away something from me, and therefore you make her make a shvua. So that's why, let's read it inside one more time. Tanakama sova mashagova loy gova, therefore we don't have to make a shvua, because anyway, it's not good a good collection. If someone takes away the field for number two, so then she'll go to number four and say, I'm first. But now it's mashagava gava. And therefore you're not gonna take it away from her. Therefore you make her make a shvua. So that's how we learn the first pshat. Now Taisa says that Rashi has a pella. He says, you make her to make a shvua number four before she collects, right? Number two knows already her field is stolen. If you know it's stolen already, why just take that field? What are you doing? Like making her make a shvua. What's going on over here? You know your field's stolen. Therefore Taisa says, Akashla Rebbe, the Mistomakish Mishbiyama Revius, Master Zion Gavasa. Mctonika Revius the Fras Le Sifra. The birish loy, that's clear. And Taisa says, not a kasha also. So Taisa's answers a different pshat in the Gemara. He says that if out here there's nothing going on here. Just Benana says, since in the event, if 5 years down the road, someone takes away the number two field, something happens. So she'll want to go back to number four to get it, but according to Benanis, you can't get it from the number four anymore. According to Tanakama, you'll be able to get it from number four if something happens. According to Benanis, not going to be able to get it. Therefore, you're making her make a shvua now just to be safe if anything happens down the road. That's what it means. That's Taisa's pshat. Kemperish Berechanano, that fill the nimtzes pligi, the Kama Benanis, Shishbaz, Rabbis, Shah, Shem, and Timtza, Achis, Mam, Sol, Shem, Shloi, Loyuchlakrin, Lachzar, Aleha, the Mashagovsa, Govsa. So that's how Taisa's learns. Now, the Shidduk about his answers to Rashi, that Avada was not talking about that we know for sure was stolen. There was a coil that it was stolen. So it could be there, she doesn't have a right to say, once she collected, number two collected, even if the four didn't collect it, she can't say, give me that field, because it's only a coil. And she has to prove that it's stolen. And therefore, that was the case for Rashi. There was a coil in it, not that it actually was, you know for sure it was stolen. That's the first problem in the Gemara. That's probably the first problem in the Gemara.
Why couldn't she collect from number three?
What?
Only from number four.
She go number four first, because number She could go number three, right. Number three went number four, you're right, she could. But number three is making a shua anyway, so.
She made a shua for number four.
One shua is for everything, and the third one made a shua. The third one made a shua, so the fourth one also make a shua now. Everyone agrees, mashagava loy gava, therefore it's not a reason to make a shua. So what's going on over here? The shaila is, we don't want the fourth one to ruin the field. Which means like this, the way Rashi explains it. That since Mashagava loy gava, so the fourth one is scared that her field is not, she's not so confident in her field because it's very possible someone else will take it away from her. Therefore, she doesn't take care of it so good. So therefore, we make her make a shvua, according to Benanis, in order to make her believe that she's keeping it. If you're making her make a shvua already, it looks like you hold Mashagava gava. And therefore, she thinks she's always going to keep it forever, and therefore, she takes care of it. That's the reason why you make her make a shua. So therefore, she should take care of it. But according to the Benaz, if we make her make a shua. The Rishayim don't love that either, because Rishayim say, it comes out, you make her make a shua just to fool her into thinking she's keeping it, which is not even true. You don't make a shua to fool someone. That's why Rishayim don't like it so much. Taisus has a little bit different shot than Rashi. Taisus says he's making a shvua. I'm not sure yet, so I'm not getting Taisus' pshat, but that's Rashi's pshat.
Also, she learns
that. Abaya Omar.
Scam here.
Yeah, Abaya Omar. The Abaya Kashisha Ike Benay. Abaya Omar. The Abaya Kashisha Benay. Abaya is a different pshat in the Machlokes Benanis and Tanakama. A very easy, simple Machlokes. The Machlokes is the Tani Abaya Kashisha. Yisoyim Shomru. When you collect from Yisoyim, it means Gedolim Veitzarok Leketanim. Even Gedolim, you have to swear. So Tanakam lets the Abaya, the fourth one doesn't swear, why not? The first three collected already. And to the Yisoyimim, you don't have to swear because they're Gedolim. But Benanis holds of Abaya Kshusha. Holds, even when you collect from Yisoyimim Gedolim, you have to make a Shvua. And that's Pshat in the Shvua. Benanis is with Abaya Kshusha. Holds of Abaya Kshusha, you have to make a Shvua when you collect from Yisoyimim, even by Gedoilim. That's a pshat in the Tanakama and Bananas. So tomorrow Vayit, Omrav Huna. Hani Trei Achi v'Trei Shutvi. Either two brothers or two Shutvim. This is Din V'Hadichad. They both own something together, and there's a Din Torah with someone. They both did not go to the Din Torah. Only one of them went. Only one went for the Shutvim, or for the brothers, went to the Din Torah. The other Shutvim, let's say he comes and he loses. So Shutvim comes back, the Shutvim tells the other partner, he says, what are you talking? You messed up. I have nothing to do with that. I don't ask you to be my shliach. It's considered his shliach. That's the halacha. Considered his shliach. But the two shutvim, they go together. By two shutvim, one shutvim goes, he's automatically considered the shliach of the other one. That's what it is in my son. Ikla, Rav Nachman, Sura, Shailu, they asked him, Shalak, I got him. What's the halacha? It's a Mishnah. Harishayna, Shpas, the Shnia, Vishnia, the Shlisha, the Shlisha, it doesn't say the first one swears to the third one. My timer, lav mishum, this is a chusavda. We look at these ladies as shutvim. Why? They all have the same shibud in the chasim of the husband. And we see that the shvua of number one to number two helps for number three. So you see, it's a raya, shichusavda, from Nachmur a raya. So Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Mi dami. Hosom shvulecha shvulemeya. They are shvulecha shvulemeya. Hach Omar, here the Oshut says, Ilano Havai, if I was there, Tanina Tvei, I would have a better taina. And therefore, the Gemara says that really it's not a good dimnin, and therefore the halacha is he can't be a shliach. But, Beloyam Maron, that he can't be his shliach of a shutev Eldloy Isim Masav, he's not in the city. Of Isim Masav, he's in the city, he does not show up in the Torah, it barely made, should have came. And like the Rishonim speak out, it's like he's Sava Vekibel. And made a shliach beferish. If you're here and you don't show up, then it's saying, Klar, I trust my partner. And therefore, whatever partner says works, is binding. Mashainkit, if it's a different town, I can say, my partner's tainas are not binding, and I can come and still taina out my side. And the some Rishonim speak out that even more also is true, if he has new tainas, also could be he could bring it up, I am Shachnar for the halachas, but what comes out from Fides Gemara is that usually the shutav can not an automatic shliach, but if he's in the town, it's good automatic shliach, and by women, it's different because they're the shvua la'echad, have a shvua la'meya. One shvua for one is like shvua for 100.